Who is America's 31st president and the only U.S. leader born in Iowa? Calvin Coolidge, William Taft, Theodore Roosevelt, or Herbert Hoover? Born in West Branch, Iowa in 1874, Herbert Hoover went on to become U.S. president. In that state on Monday evening, during America's first presidential nominating contests, CNN projected that U.S. President Donald Trump would win the Iowa Republican caucuses as expected. What wasn't expected was what happened with the Democratic caucuses. Analysts described Monday as a night of confusion and chaos. It wasn't because of the voters themselves. There were problems with a new application that was supposed to be used to report caucus results. And there were problems with the phone line that was supposed to be used to report results. We did not have complete information when we produced this show, but initial results indicated that the top two finishers would be Pete Buttigieg, a former mayor of South Bend, Indiana, and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, though again, we didn't have a final count on who was first and who was second. Initial results also indicated that Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren and former Vice President Joe Biden stood in third and fourth place. Though the results were delayed, the Iowa Democratic Party said they would be accurate. The next contest in the nominating process is in New Hampshire. Its primaries will take place next week.